Blog Talk Radio.
I wake up in the morning to the heat I'm yelling for the coming of the Black King, who will save all mankind from their sins. So people, be careful, no wrongdoing. Jah will take away your blessing. So be careful, mankind, in this judgment time. Biggie man a come, Biggie man a come. I'm just waiting for God jump. Naya man a come, Naya man a come. I'm just waiting for God jump. Biggie man a come, Biggie man a come. Righteousness and loving can't done. Naya man a come, Naya man a come. Righteousness and loving can't done. I trust in Jah for safety. How foolish of you to say, flee as a bird to your mountain. Because the wicked have drawn their bow, and on their arrow, to shoot at the good man in the dark. There is nothing a good man can do when everything fall apart. Biggie man a come, Biggie man a come. I'm the victim from the jump. Naya man a come, Naya man a come. Biggie man a come, Biggie man a come. I'm the victim come go jump. Why he boy oh, he boy oh, he hey. Shubi yubi 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 yubi. Why he boy oh, he boy oh, he hey. Yeah, in his holy temple, as the throne in Zion, he watches for people everywhere and know what they're doing. He examines the good and the wicked alike. The heartless he hates with all his heart. Woy, woy, woy. Biggie man a come, Biggie man a come. I'm the victim come go jump. Naya man a come, Naya man a come. I'm the victim come go jump. Biggie man a come, Biggie man a come. I'm the victim come go jump. Naya man a come, Naya man a come. Righteousness and loving can down. I wake up in the morning to the heat I'm yelling for the coming of the Black King, who will save all mankind from their sins. So people, be careful, no wrongdoing. Jah will take away your blessings. So be careful, mankind, in this judgment time. Biggie man a come, Biggie man a come. I'm the victim from God jump. Naya man a come, Naya man a come. I'm the victim from God jump. Biggie man a come, Biggie man a come. I'm the victim from God jump. Naya man a come, Naya man a come. Righteousness and loving can down. Biggie man a come.
Yes, indeed. We live here in the listening room, D.C. I'm your host, Priest Hylica. That's my brother, Everton Blender. Scheduled to be in the house around the 7 o'clock hour. So you want to talk to the brother and ask him some questions about, you know, the longevity of the reggae business and where he's been and all those type of questions, please call us at 563-999-3050. Press the number 1 and we'll get at you as early as possible. I had a blast. Yes, I. Listening room, D.C. Yes, I. All right, I'm going to leave that one right there. I'm going to come back to him and press the number 1. We're going to do that again, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, but it was a buzzer. That was good.
Mr. Jackie, sometimes. It is plain for us to see the things that are happening today. free from poverty. White who have everything they need always look so sad to me. That means happiness is not vanity, it's something internally. Don't be used by the society, it's only a fun game they play. Don't be fooled by the majority, want to leave you in their own way. They travel far to foreign lands, even sail the seven seas. But it looks as if they are feeling more pressure than you and me. But not the inches of your money, not the ounces of your honey. Your hands and nature disagree. Can't you see, can't you see? You need the words of His Majesty. Don't be used by the society, it's only a fun game they play. Don't be fooled by the majority, want to leave you in their own way. But not the inches of your money, nor the ounces of your money. Your hands and nature disagree. Can't you see? Can't you see? You need the words of His Majesty. But not the inches of your money, nor the ounces of your money. Your hands and nature disagree. Can't you see? Can't you see? You need the words of His Majesty. Yes, it is plain for eyes to see the things that are happening today. Riches have been prisoned more than free from poverty. Why who have everything they need always look so sad to me. That means happiness is not vanity, it's something internally. Don't be used by the society, it's only a fun game they play. Don't be fooled by the majority, want to leave you in their own way. Don't be used by the society, it's only a fun game they play. Don't be fooled by the majority, want to leave you in their own way. Not everything shiny silver, not everything glitter is gold. Not everything you read in the paper, there are secrets not yet been told. Don't be used by the society, it's only a fun game they play. Don't be fooled by the majority, want to leave you in their own way. Don't be used by the society, it's only a fun game they play. Don't be fooled by the majority, want to leave you in their own way. But not the inches of your money, not the ounces of your honey. Your hands and nature disagree. Can't you see? Can't you see? You need the words of His Majesty. Yeah, it is plain for eyes to see the things that are happening today. Riches have been prisoned more than free from poverty. But not the inches of your money, not the ounces of your money. Your hands and nature disagree. Can't you see? Can't you see? You need the words of His Majesty. But not the inches of your money, not the ounces of your money. Your hands and nature disagree. Can't you see?
Yeah, we're back here in the listening room, DC. I'm your host, Priest Oliver. Answering the phone lines and see if we can come up with some real talk. I had a bless. Who we talking to, Kyle?
Bless. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you, Kyle.
Okay. This is Yuku, local media producer, content creator, if you would. That's the term that they're using nowadays. You know, sustainable transportation worker. Or, you know, pedicabber, as you know. And
okay.
Yeah, I'm here, you know. I'm currently out in Hyattsville. And I appreciate the opportunity to jump on the call. You know, I have a little bit of music going on, I got a little bit of visual art going on, a little bit of like I said before, media, more like shows and things like that developing. But,
okay.
Yeah, I appreciate it. I appreciate you.
Yeah, man. We're just trying to get some people in on the line and whatnot, get this new music out. Because on the Friday show, we're interviewing professional people and younger people that's got music out. So maybe they can, you know, sharpen their irons a little bit and see what it takes to come past this COVID type of stuff and get this music back out here. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That's my job, is to get this music out here. You dig me? So, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
When I get your music, I'm going to download it and put it into the show rotation and let the people hear that. And we're going to keep rolling with that. You know what I'm saying?
Most definitely.
All right.
I actually got some new stuff. I'm gonna send that to you as soon as I get the opportunity. Got something. Yeah.
Yeah, you got something popping for the people then, right?
Oh yeah, most definitely.
Right. So what's your?
You know,
tell the people your IG. Tell the people your IG while we at it, so I don't forget.
The IG is real simple. It's phonetic, just how it sounds, Yookwu. So it's Yookwu.
Okay. And that's how the people get at you?
Yeah. Easiest way to get at me. I'm making an effort and moving forward to be more accessible, more quick and communicative, especially because I know what I got to do with my creative skills. You know, I need to be a lot more for the people. That's how I feel.
Okay. Well, I'm going to help you do that because that's what the Listening Room DC is all about. You know what I'm saying? So this is what I'm going to do right quick. I'm going to throw this next song on, right? And I'm going to bring you back in, give you time to think about the thoughts and give the people something to think about, all right?
For sure.
All right, I'm going to hit the song. Check this out. False Word.
False words are spoken. We twist it all, the truth is mistaken. Lies are told to the young, from country to country, city to city. They try to do us harm, but they can't stop judge us down. Stand firm with your pride, with nothing to hide. Our aim, our destiny, is to be free. Talk them out, talk, I run up them out. Yes, we know.
moved against, you know, and sometimes moved on. And it's because of what we naturally have. You know, we have an abundance in ourselves, an abundance in our homeland and our connection to that homeland. And our spirit reflects that. Our culture reflects that abundance. And
okay.
Maybe, you know, other groups don't have that, right? So that's what we've seen. Other groups need what we have. They feel like they desperately need what we have. And so that's where you get that whole, you know?
Can I jump in for a second?
Of course.
And then check this. I was just trying to catch, for me and the audience, the Berlin Conference and how it breaks down and whatnot. So that was good. So now here's my thing. Each individual country that participated in the Berlin Conference had already set upon and caused war on African nations and world nations, I would call it that, because all nations were brutalized at this point. All nations. Everyone that was on the face of the earth was brutalized before 1885. So now when people felt like they had subjugated enough people in what they were doing, they sat at the table and said, now that we have all of this, let's work in the best interest of ourselves. So let's let all our ships get through, so we'll cut all the pirates out. Let's go ahead and make sure everything is good so the shipping lanes are open. And, you know, that created commerce. And through the commerce, they created peace for themselves. So now, because we didn't understand the whole process, because we didn't want to be attacked, by the way, okay? See, you can't afford to place too much weight on people that's being attacked all the time, because you're always in a reactionary mode when you're being attacked. Okay, so you're reacting to this, reacting to that. So out of all the madness, we will find little nuances of things to do that substantially built our communities and built our people. But these were moral things, moral questions that we answered amongst ourselves that made it so we can get that strength. And we failed to use the moral code in this hour, the moral code.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because we got all this knowledge, we got PhDs, we got research people all forever, but no one is activating the moral code. Like,
right.
If we want to do a reverse conference of that nature, then we have to be a moral code, which I see no groups, and most of the public people that speak for black people, indigenous people, they don't have no nothing with them, bro. They just like fake. I wouldn't use them for toilet paper, for real, for real. But you know me already.
Yeah.
You know how I think about certain people. So I'm saying you would have to establish that moral code so one can make sure that we operating for the benefit of the whole, not what you think or I think or she thinks, but what is the benefit that's going to make it so we all eat tonight, we all got a roof tonight, we all got a medical, we all got what we need. Because it seems like we all need the same thing. We all need the same thing on the planet. And how come the planet has all these resources and we are not in a position to champion those items for ourselves? So it seems like every nation needs us to champion these things, and then they take over and say, like, you don't know what you're doing. We're going to take over. And they multiply and grow the thing that they take, which has been their whole way of doing things. So for me personally, I see it. I catch what you're saying. But at the same time, having a meeting of that nature in this hour would be great. But remember, the president of Haiti was assassinated the other day. You up on that?
Yes, indeed.
Okay. So now
I had a long discussion with some brothers the other night about that.
Okay. So now check this out real quick. I'm going to bring the next person in on the reason. Right. How can people get up in the man's house without a huge body count was my question. Because that means, like, everybody was against him. Even the people in his own house was against him. Of course, mm-hmm. me. But I'm going to bring the next brother in and see what we got going on.
Oh, okay, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm working on peace in the house.
Peace, it's JP.
Yes, JP. You hear the reason going on, right?
I heard. I just heard part of it. I just called in, really. But what? I heard something about the president of Haiti being assassinated.
Yeah, I just brought that in based off of what the brother Yuku was saying. And he can say what he was saying again so we can get that reasoning going on right quick. You know what I'm saying?
Please.
Brother JP, right?
Yes, please, brother.
Okay. Yeah, I was just talking with Priest about a concept that I was considering and I wanted to stop pushing. It's just a reverse Berlin conference. And, you know, most of what you missed was just me kind of giving for people who didn't know, like, a brief, and Priest added on some more of the background information about the original Berlin Conference in 1885. You familiar with the Berlin Conference already?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So, yeah, I was just basically letting them know, you know, I see that that's a major thing that we need. You know, one of the things I didn't say is just I see a lot of, like, revolt conference and this, that, and the third going on. You know, Tavis Smiley had his thing for a few years running. And like you were just saying, Priest, having that one moral code is central to it. And I think that's what we're missing is that we're not really attacking what the black politic is. And when I say politic, I mean, like you said, the moral code. Like, even if you're looking at Dr. Kress and Neely Fuller, you know, things like that. Like, what is the code that ties all of these different subcultures that are part of the one culture? And how do we kind of broadcast that? How do we get that to be a mass media thing before anything, like you said? Because the code is going to be what underlies everything. But that's what I really wanted for when I say a reverse Berlin conference, is to facilitate that discussion and just have people thinking on that level. Let's just go ahead and take a thought wave to that level and then get as many of the people who feel drawn to it and who have the skills to really contribute to it being effective, get those people in there and let's just start making it happen, get those wheels rolling so that we can get that code, so that we can get that identity, that politic into a format where we can, you know, move it around and be able to pass it out in different ways so that it fits different people in different places.
Well, that sounds great. That's an excellent idea. But first of all, lemonade, sorry, brother.
We don't have enough.
That's it.
Yeah.
I got you. We don't have enough power to do nothing like that, man. We ain't got enough power to do nothing like that. And when they did the Berlin Conference and they was splitting up Africa and whatever they would think they were doing, you know what I mean? We still had independent nations over there, like Ethiopia being the main one. I don't know. You know, it's like anything with black people is a problem because there's too many sellouts. You know what I'm saying? Like one question I have for any leader, and this isn't judging all the Masons or nothing, but one question I have for any leader is, are you a Mason? Because if you're a Mason, then you're not on my side. You know what I'm saying? And maybe there's some cats that defected, but for real, it looks to me like you can't do shit unless you're a Mason, and when you're doing stuff like that, that means then the so-called Jewish people are running you or running your business or whatever. This is what I'm seeing from even just working amongst these people, talking about black Masons. Now, I don't agree with that because I don't want to join nothing that I can't get out of, like some damn gang, like some blood-in, blood-out shit. I ain't into that. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And I don't want no I don't really want nobody telling me what to do like that. Like, oh, you do this, or we cut your tongue out and stick it up your butt. You know what I mean? They got all types of weird things. Oh, if you say this, we're going, okay, that's y'all's rules. I ain't joining that shit. But as far as joining anything, supporting anything, and trying to do anything, there's too many black sellouts. That the president of Haiti might have been a Mason. He probably was, because you probably can't get that high without being one. And that's cool.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, when you're a Negro, no matter what you do, if you ain't doing what they want to do, they're taking you out. All the stuff you're talking about, Malcolm X tried it. Thank you. Malcolm X tried it. Other people tried it. Malcolm being one of the main ones bringing everybody in. And Malcolm was a Mason. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I'm saying. Even when you try to do your own thing, you're still in trouble. So I don't, you know, your idea is wonderful. I wish it could happen. I wish a lot of shit could happen, especially for Indians. Oops, I mean colored people. Oh, I mean Negroes. Oh, I mean African. I wish a lot of shit could happen for us. But it's not because, you know what I mean? Like, I'm just being a realist. It's not because we got too many people fighting against us, especially our own. You know what I'm saying? Like Priest was saying, I heard him saying, like, the president of Haiti, his whole house was against him. I don't think his wife was against him, but was she? I don't know. Was she? You know what I'm saying? Because these people flipping sides at the drop of a dime, these women out here. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know. Because I've heard all types of shit about people's wife taking them out. Rita Marley. You know what I mean? Bunny said Rita did this shit. Bunny said that. And then his wife came up missing. That's what Bunny Wheeler said. You know what I'm saying? They're talking about Jacqueline Kennedy's the one that shot JFK. And the fetish kind of tells you the truth that she did. You know what I mean? Kurt Cobain, they said Courtney killed this nigga. That's what I'm saying. Like, Peace is probably right. I don't think she did. I don't know. I'm not an expert, but the shit I'm saying, learning through history and just living every day, like, you can't trust nobody, man. You do something that big, and it's a problem. That's all I'm saying. Not to knock your idea. I think the idea is excellent, and I'll be one of the first ones in line to at least send you some money to get this shit done. But there's too many sellouts. We look at TV. You got Benjamin Crump, Al Sharpton. How come these? You know what I mean? Jesse Jackson. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? You know. And I'm not acting like I'm not a part of it. My people are preachers. You know what I'm saying? I come from church, so-called church. You know what I mean? There's a lot of shit with that too. You can't even do shit in church. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, who can we trust? Who can black people trust? We got to wait for Judgment Day so everybody can get their pay. Like, who can we trust? We can't trust nobody. Martin Luther King was the strongest leader, one of them. And you know what I mean? Come to find out, some Jewish dude wrote, I Have a Dream. Martin just freestyled the last part. Well, I Have a Dream, he just freestyled that shit. But the majority of it was written by a whole white guy, a white supremacist. You know what I'm saying? David Duke was writing under the name Muhammad X for black magazine. So who the heck are we supposed to trust? You know what I'm saying? You have a great idea. But I think about stuff like this a lot, man. And, you know, thank God for these platforms because you can't even really talk to brothers about it. But for real, you know what I'm saying? Like, who can you trust, man? Who can you trust? I'm done.
Well, yeah.
Are you done? No, I ain't get my lemonade yet. I was waiting, man. You got some my lemonade from. You got some my lemonade
I
from.
Lemonade. I
don't know if the ice
is going to
be there. Yeah, that's what's up. So check this out. Man, I got a root beer. I'm good, man. So check this out, right? All that as a whole, put all that together. Right? What he said and what you said, right? Here's the bottom line for me, right? I've been in all of this all my life, okay? Mm-hmm. I even tried to walk away from it and got deeper into my own life. Mm-hmm. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so I can't say, no, this don't work. But what I have learned over the past few months and years or so is, like with Neely Fuller, you familiar with his book? United concept, independent. It's independent. Where every independent person would have to establish a moral code, and then that would align that person with the next person, whether it be a plumber, electrician, whether it be an airplane pilot, whatever else you need in your repertoire. So that's what we were told by the older folks. You know what I'm saying? Stop trying to kill the plumber, man. Stop that shit. Stop trying to kill an electrician and shit. What kind of bullshit is that? Where you killing every guy that's going to be the automotive mechanic that you're going to need in 5 minutes because you bought a shitty car and the bitch going to break down. So you just right. kill the freaking auto mechanic. You know what I'm saying? Over some shit where, hey, you should have let that shit go. For real, for real. Because a lot of shit we really have to let go in this planet. Like all the things that ever happened to us was like a learning curve. Okay? If all these things together did not teach us to return to our respective gods, God, Goddess, whatever term they want to use, I'm going to just say the Almighty and Supremacy. Excuse me. These things haven't made us all come to that realization, then I wouldn't be around or join anything less than that. Because people would have to be like, I found the Almighty for myself. Now, this is what I come up with. And then we'll see if that goes along with what we're doing. Then we can get on with the get on from there, bro. But that's how we all know each other anyway. It's from doing some works in the field. We're doing works in the field and meeting people in the battlefield, bro. And be like, yo, sometimes you need a Band-Aid over here. Sometimes you need to wipe your eyes. And hold, you know, it's a lot of stuff that we need that we supply one another over a long period of time. So that's the moral code that was being, is still being established. So I was focused on that as my part of my contribution to our open community. You know what I'm saying?
Most definitely. Most definitely.
All right, so I'm going to back out and let y'all have let y'all have it. Let's get it.
Yeah, I appreciate definitely that wise perspective because, like you said, that is something that we know. Like both of what y'all said is something that we know. Like we know well as a collective reality the people who are aware to some degree or another of what's been going on with our people, like on a, you know, on a large scale. But we know those things happen. We know, you know, Malcolm, we know everybody's been advocating for like a large scale organization. And we know that we have, at the very least, we've had a plethora of organizations from the UNIA on that have, you know, stood the test of time. People have come together. People have maintained a certain level of political messaging that hasn't died out throughout the decades and the changing the eras and things like that. So we got the history. We have all of the information. Like you said, we got skilled individuals, degreed individuals. We got people who are really about that life, who are really trying to fight for the cause. Like you said, they're in the field every day. We got activists. We got organizers. But I think the key thing right now is just remembering that we have this technology in our hands. We have something that while there are superstructures set up, it's a lot of things going on. There's a lot of trickery and deception. There's the media element and all of that. You know, there's cancellation and spin as always. There's the ability to go viral. There's the ability to communicate across waters at the blink of an eye, at the drop of a hat. And so I think that's the key to everything right now is media, right? Is, okay, we have these creatives. We have all of these different people doing different things, and that's sort of like what I'm, one of the shows I'm working on is just highlighting the different things that we do so that it can be in one place, but it's a bunch of different players and elements to the community. But now you see it is one body. It is one organism. But we have all these things going on. People just need to see them, especially young people, especially children. You know, we need to be able to counter the amount of inputs that people are getting. Because if we, let's put it like this, if we in the, what we say, the conscious community, right? If what we see is the real world, we see what's going on, we see geopolitically, historically with our people, and we see the struggle and how the messaging of the righteous or the wise or the disciplined among us is kind of getting washed out by the messages of the broadcast media and the corporate factions. And like the brother said, you know, the Mason, the, you know what I'm saying, stay in your place, move like this, da-da-da, and or pay attention to this trickery, pay attention to this nonsense. Cool. We see that is getting washed out, then we know we need a bigger push on the counterbalance, right? So
Let me cut you right there on that thought. Right? On the counter. You kept using the word counter. Right?
Yeah.
So I'm gonna put this music on right quick. I want you to think about the word counter. And then after this song, come back in and elaborate on the word counter, because you use that too many times for me, and I wanna express a thought, but I wanna make sure we understand the word counter. You catch me?
Most definitely.
You with me? All right, this is Listening Room DC. I'm your host, Priest Attica, and we got something going on. How about more fire?
Do good and good will follow you. And some more fire. More fire. More fire. Rasta man, a bingy man, we say more fire. We'll bring blessing on the land. Fire. Rasta man a bingy man, we say more fire. We'll bring blessing on the land. Stop your fussing and fighting every day. Yeah, yeah. Set a better example. Don't lead the youth astray. The system will die to trap you in every way. So just be strong, Rastafari. Man a bingy man, we say more fire. We'll bring blessing on the land. More fire. Rasta man a bingy man, we say more fire. We'll bring blessing on the land. Say what you are gonna say. Do what you are gonna do. As God will do your deeds, you shall get paid. Whoa, whoa. So you got to be strong in this Amagi. Like a brute, then go give them guns to shoot. But not far away, I hit the youth that shoot. Yeah, it's more fire. That's a man, a bingy man, we say more fire. We'll bring blessing on the land. More fire. That's a man, a bingy man, we say more fire. We'll bring blessing on the land.
So where are we at with this reasoning? We were looking into the word counter. You had to get to the word counter. All right, brother. We had enough time to use the thesaurus and get the word counter, right?
Indeed.
I took exception to that word. I took exception to that word, so I was like, that's the problem with what I'm seeing in our whole world. I ain't trying to counter nobody, man. I'm trying to live my life.
Mm-hmm.
So when we're trying to counter stuff, we forget, like, man, I ain't counting shit, man. I'm going to the beach and go swimming, okay? And then all the beaches will be clean because we want to go swimming. So we got to focus on the wrong thing. And where we put our focus is where the world gets big. We built the world off of what we focus on. And they tricked us into, well, you built it, but you didn't build it because you only thought it up, okay? You only thought it up. You only use all your mind and effort to counter everything that we did to you. And while you countering it, we're taking research notes on every human being you got and watching it and correlating all that information. And out of that, we'll know when to come and gentrify your neighborhood, what day, what hour. We'll know exactly when. Okay?
For sure.
You with me so far?
Yeah, most definitely.
Hope I ain't go too far off of it. I just was getting to the word counter. So can you hook me up with that word, please?
I definitely feel where you're coming from. I actually agree 1,000%. When I was saying counter, I was really just kind of pointing to the fact that one thing that we know that's going on is that when you look at media, right, and I know we in the, like, 13 minutes into the 7 o'clock, so when you look at media, you look at what media is, and it's always been present, right? It's influence, right? It's culture, right? It's just like if we were making something back when, you know, in the rainforest or in the village or on the beach, like you said, we was crafting something or, you know, whether it be like a Nyabingi ceremony, you know what I'm saying? Anything that was going on that we were doing, we were creating media. And that was what we were absorbing. That's what the children were absorbing. That was what created a lot of those portals for thought in our minds so we could expand our mind and think even more outside of what we had already seen. And we build upon it, keep building upon it. But now what we've done is even though we were responsible for the creation of this culture, this media, the real machine, we're the people who help bring it to where it is. It's kind of in another people's hands right now, you know? And it's turned into a technological device that operates on the planet, on all of the people of the planet, or a lot of the people of the planet for the purposes of another people. And they don't, you know, they don't got everybody's best interest at heart. So when I was saying counter, really just saying we know that, for lack of better terms, the media is like culture on crack. So it makes it so that they can automate miseducation. They can automate misdirection, confusion, right? 24/7. I can turn on the machine. I can get the schedule going. And now you could flick on any device at any time. You get in ads. You get in commercials. You get in programs. You get in all type of foolishness, right? And this is key when we got people, you know, we got to go to work. We got to do this, that, and the third. And so when we're doing that, all type of people who may need more supervision than others, children primarily, can start being influenced. Even when you go outside, you talk about the signage and just everything. So this is a machine that's operating. It's a robotic machine, right? It's, like I said, and it's culture on crack. So that's all I was saying is that we know that we just like you said, we're going to go to the beach. And boom, just by that being the focus, the beach is going to be clean. 1,000%, that's exactly how it works. We're going to value.
Yeah, for us.
We're going to appreciate
it. That's for us.
So,
that's
but
for
we want
to. But listen to that. No, listen to that. See, once you put your butt in it, that's why I say listen to that. Listen to the part before you got the butt.
Right.
See, that's the part where I'm at with it. We just went to the beach clean and shit up and went on about our business. There wasn't no butt. See, I'm not into the butt. Because I'm at the beach. See, you got to understand whatever our focus is, we focus on cleaning up one particular area, one particular country, whatever, one particular thing, that thing will well receive any of us that show up. It's a fact. Anywhere in the world I and I go, the world want to be around us. So they will open up their gates because we're going to bring them a certain type of texture for their people to reestablish themselves. You know what I'm saying? And that's the moral code. Let me get this 703 in here and see what we got going on. Peace. Peace,
yes, sir.
Highly blessed.
Hello? Highly blessed. Yes,
yes.
I blessed and loved. How's everyone?
It's DJ K9.
Hi. Everything all right?
Yeah.
I got to catch a little bit of the opportunity.
Yeah, we just holding the reason and holding it up, you know, before the Virgin come in. K9 is the co-host for the night. He'll be doing the actual interview with the Virgin, Everton Blender. So we'll be sitting back listening to her skill set, and we'll be there listening to her do her thing. All right. And you got the Virgin. Everyone can introduce themselves right quick because we got about 7 minutes before the brother get in the house. So let's see what we got here. Take your time, JP.
Peace. My name is JP John Powell. I'm a co-host Monday Night Listening Room Philly. I'm a musician, producer, human being. That's it.
Probably not in that order, right?
Right.
Yes, indeed.
Pleasure to meet you. Pleasure to meet you, sister.
Isis, blessed love, blessed love. Pleasure to meet the eye as well. My name is Kiden I. I am originally from South Sudan, based in Florida, also a musician in many different aspects of music. I host a podcast, Ike's In-Depth, and also Genevieve Girl Talks podcast. And just a lover of all things music. So I'm very excited to join you all on the show today and interview Mr. Everton today.
All right.
Dope.
Are you cool?
Yes.
Say again?
My name is
Yuku. I was calling the next brother. Yuku.
Okay.
Yeah, so I'm Yuku, like I said before, media producer. I want to be able to give some of those titles that y'all got, you know, soon I'll be able to lay out some more of that. But, you know,
Take your time, young man.
Trying to take everybody, you know, to the Berlin, the reverse Berlin conference, and at least spiritually, at least mentally.
Okay. So look what happened. I'm let the sister say what she wanna say. Did we talk to the Virgin before the ad commences?
You know what? I sent a quick reminder and like the phone number and stuff to go I got in contact. Yes,
all right. I know that's how you sisters are. Y'all be on top of y'all game, you know what I'm saying? Me, I'm just glad to hold. I'll just hold the broom in the dustpan. It's okay, you know what I'm saying? That's what I'm getting the Virgin to do. We don't mind your mop. All right, see, that's what we just clean up everything. See, that's how Virgin gonna learn to just keep be quiet and just go ahead and what hold the vibe. So look what happened. We're gonna just stay tuned for a second. I'm gonna bring this one music on, and I'll be right back at you. This is the Listening Room DC, and this is what we're going to do.
Jah put the bad inna me brain to see what wicked man after. Jah put the bad inna me brain to see what wicked man thereafter. Jah put the bad inna me brain to see what Babylon after. Jah put the bad inna me brain
to see what wicked man they're after. Them a talk about the new millennium, and a talk about wicked man a come, saying it's the ending of the world. Them want to set up a new world order. Them put a out a order. That's a dog bring a disaster. Rasta come to take over. Rasta come to take over. That's a puppy bad in a new way. To see what wicked man after. That's a puppy bad in a new way. To see what wicked man thereafter. That's a puppy bad in a new way. To see what wicked man after. That's a puppy bad in a new way. To see what wicked man thereafter. They sit a bit for me, and they fall in me. Break their teeth, the man they walk in love in the council of the underlay. Eat that toilet in the secret place of the most high. Shall abide it under his wings forever and ever. Yeah, that's a put the man in my brain. To see what wicked men after. That's a put the man in my brain. To see what wicked men they're after. That's a put the man in my brain. To see what wicked men after. That's a put the man in my brain. To see what wicked men they're after. Jaja put the bad in my brain. To see what wicked man after. Jaja put the bad in my brain. To see what wicked man thereafter. Them a talk about the new millennium, and a talk about wicked man a come, saying it's the ending of the world. They want to set up a new world order. They put a out a order. It's a good bring a disaster. Jaja put the bad in my brain. To see what Babylon after. Jaja put the bad in my
brain. Babylon no love when Rastaman burning in Alaska.
Body talk.
Them say when we smoke it, I and I get wiser.
Wiser now.
Where them know from last week, Rasta know that from yonder.
Long, 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 long time.
Oh, you feel legalize them guns, and no legalize the herb where the Rasta man bun. And it go under Jaja's sun. Hey, boy, I
go. So, food for we burn. Marijuana, marijuana, don't want cocaine. Shout it out,
I fighting against the natural beauty of the earth.
Oh, we do that.
Planted from a seed and it grow in what it's supposed to be.
You
plant it from a seed and it turn cali bud. Now let me herb, say me now let me herb.
Never.
Now let me herb that it control my nerve.
Never.
Now let me herb, say me now let me herb. And the herbs control my nerve.
To all the hustling and the juggling. Never let me to the bump and boring. Love the marijuana and the touring. Only time we not smoke are when we're snoring.
When we smoke it, I and I get wiser.
Wiser now.
With them know from last week, Rasta know that from yonder.
Long, long, long time ago.
Oh, you feel it.
Yeah, it's the listening room, DC. I'm your host, Priest Alaka. And we're just getting ourselves together so we can deal with the brother, Everton Bender. We got Kate and I. co-host for the night show. Yes, yeah, sis. What's the word?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Tonight, the word is, I say nothing better than starting off with love, right?
yes, sir.
You know, we all here because of our love for music. You know, our love for the art form, you know, the skill set, the, you know, and just understanding the business behind it and the inspiration and things like that. So, yeah, yeah, man, the word tonight is love. You know, love for music. Looking forward to having the brethren join us soon. I love the tracks that D.I. was playing. That was just brain food, right?
That's right. Yeah, I was just bringing in because I was listening to the brethren for like 30 years. So I just loaded up some tracks that I like from that long period of time and put them in my little playlist for the night. So trying to get the reasoning, getting the reasoning inside of that and having the message music right inside of that also, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So
yes, sir.
That's what I do. I try to bring the artist on and make the thing sound nice, you know what I'm saying? So look what happened. I got this tune. So I think you know the person who put this tune out, right? I got it before the people got it. So I ain't bragging, but I got it before they got it. And I said, you know what?
Yeah.
So I said, you know what I'm going to do? I go play it. You know what I'm saying? Because I got it. Or somebody else got it. So it's not like a car or nothing like that, or a diamond. Like, I got it before you got it. No, I got the music before you got it. So I think you know this artist right here. You might even be married to the brother. So I'm going to go ahead and play it and let you hear what it is. Check it out.
Rise up this morning, mantras of praise. Set our intention in our preparation for the day. Ancestors calling. Sankofa, Sankofa, Fikir Mizan, Hansin Neboja. As the trade wind blows, traces of old fly by to remind us, places of old, Keme, Nubia, Kushite Empire. Always been Tobago to Ghana, Haiti to Côte d'Ivoire. 400 years of torture, till we know who we are. Jamaica to Niger, Brazil to Sierra Leone. No matter where we be, we know where we belong. Mama away. Woman abroad, mama away. A creator. Woman abroad. Oh yeah. She awaits the creator. Woman abroad, mama away. Her creator. Woman abroad. Oh yeah.
Yes, indeed. That's the Listening Room DC. I'm your host, Free Solitaire. That tune right there. Just where'd that inspiration come from, that tune right there? Good God and Miss Marley. Yes, sis. Caden. Let's see what JP got to say about that. What you got to say about that tune right there, JP?
Oh, I was loving that tune right there. Who is that?
That's
Kwabena. Yes. That's Reverend Ikemba Kwabena out of Trinidad and Tobago, coming with a very soulful. Yes, sir. He's a newer reggae artist, making very, very beautiful music. He has an album coming out next Friday on the 23rd called Ketamak, which will be available on all platforms. So definitely a good listen for sure. So if y'all lovers of reggae music, roots music, and, you know, wanting to hear something new and fresh, this is definitely the sound.
What sets the song apart from Bingi as opposed to reggae? Because some songs sound more like Naya Bingi music as opposed to reggae, like, or is it considered the same?
Mm-hmm. That is actually a very good question. So Naya Bingi music is very drum based. You know, you have the kete drum, the djembe. It's you're not really going to hear, you know, hard percussions and stuff like that. It's very acoustic-y soundy. And that music is indigenous to Rastafari people and the Rastafari movement. So you're not necessarily going to just turn on the radio and hear Naya Bingi music. But there are a lot of great artists, especially older artists, still making Naya Bingi music. Reggae music is kind of like a, you know, make you feel nice and airy and one love and dance and everything. But Naya Bingi music, it would still give you that vibe, but it's more of a heavily conscious music. It's more of a spiritual music. It's also more chanting involved that accompanies the drum pattern. So it's more chant. So it's very connected to the spirituality of Rastafari.
Okay, yeah, and it's like, and when I think about any songs I've heard with the Naya Bingi, more of a Naya Bingi sound, it's definitely more spiritual. It's not necessarily, you wouldn't be singing love songs over Naya Bingi drums, not necessarily. Not that you can't, you know what I'm saying? I'm just saying, but most people, you know what I mean? Exactly. I don't think I've heard it. Maybe I have. I don't know.
Yes, sir. In fact, I don't know if the eye is familiar with Profi. He's a Rastafari elder out of Jamaica, and he just released an
album.
Yeah, and she's an empress, treat her like an empress. So that's kind of like an ode, you know, to the queens, the queen mothers, the sisters out there. So that was kind of a very special and unique way to sing a love song well, I think it's a love song, but just a very special way to kind of give that romantic feeling in a Naya Bingi music. So yeah. So what are some of the Naya Bingi musicians you've listened to in the past or even recent?
Well, I've listened to the Rastafari Elders and Churchical Chants of the Naya Bingi, but that was all spiritual and yes. Can you hear me?
I don't know. Did we drop the call?
Yes.
Did the whole thing drop? Oh,
no,
man.
I'm on the
air. Are we all there?
Yes, we can.
You all there?
Yes.
Can you hear me?
They must have ran out of tape. You know, that conversation got so good, you know, the people that's recording us, they ran out of tape. So Can you hear me? Us out for a few seconds. Yeah, we got you.
We can hear you.
I can hear you. Usual suspect.
Hello?
Yes.
Yes, I'm on the line.
All right. Yeah, JP will be back in a minute. We got the normal suspect.
I have another number for Mr. Blender. His wife just told me to call that number, so I'm going to call him in. I think he's having problems getting on the line, so I'm just going to call him real quick. But I'm just going to switch over.
All right, yeah, man, do your work. Good thing.
Okay. All right. Yes, sir.
Yeah, JP, you still there? I can hear you.
Yeah, I'm on the web.
I told you they ran out of tape. The usual suspects ran out of tape. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, you got to understand, bro, you know, they got to record us differently. So they'll make us stop the whole conversation, drop the train of thought, and come back with it again. You know what I'm saying? So we're looking to see if Mr. Everton Blender is caught up in traffic. And we didn't have a helicopter to send for him just yet, but we're working on it. You know what I'm saying? So
traffic's crazy out here.
Yeah, man, I'm going to get a helicopter one of these days and work that out. But we got this tune by Mr. Blender, if you want to.
All right.
Check it out.
If you want to make it in this time, then my friends, you have to come good. If you want to make it in this life, then I say you got to be great. If you want to make it in this time, then my friends, you have to come good. If you want to make it in this life, then I say you got to be great. There are some wicked men around, worshiping evil forces to keep I down. I man know there's no way they can't keep a good man down, no doubt. If you want to make it in this time, then my friends, you have to come good. If you want to make it in this life, then I say you got to be great. If you want to make it in this time, then my friends, you have to come good. If you want to make it in this life, then I say you got to be great. So some liquor one that go apparent and them say they might be done. They might be done. No rush them, just watch them. Cause they my one music man, baby. If ever can you talk it up now, cause it's the fans of big sound of play. Let them know say you tough now. Only if I worry that they yeah. I say you got to be great. There are some wicked men around who are using evil forces to keep I down. I man know there's no way they can keep a good man down. If ever can you talk it up now, cause if they find the big sound I play, let them know say you tough now. I won't leave my worries out there, yeah. Let them know say you tough now. I will leave our worries out there, yeah. Let them know say we rough now. I will leave our worries out there, yeah. Nani wo iwo 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 iwo. Nani wo iwo iwo iwo. Can one shot go a foreign and them say they might be done, they might be done. No rush them, just watch them, cause they my one music man, baby. If ever can you toast it up now, cause it's the fans will be sound and play. Let them know say you tough now, I won't leave my worries out there, yeah. Let them know say we tough now, won't leave my worries out there, yeah. Let them know say we rough now.
Yeah, this is the listening room, DC. I'm your host, Steve Hollicker. That's the budget Everton Blender. He was just letting you know, if you want to, Because in our world, it's a free, you know, free will, the free will trial, you know what I'm saying? So what we got? You ready, Virgin? You ready, sis?
Yes, sir. Rastafari.
All right, all right.
Greetings.
All right, bless.
Greetings. I was blessed.
Blessed love. Bless.
Isis, His Majesty. It was good to have the eye here on the show, brethren. Give thanks for tuning in. How's the eye feeling today?
Yeah, man, I'm good, man. Give thanks for life, you know. Give thanks for life.
Isis. Yes, I. We give thanks for life every day, you know. So I have a little bit of time to speak with us today, so I wanted to just, you know, get through the vibes and let people know, you know, where Mr. Blender is at today. So can you tell us where it all began for the eye, like which part of Jamaica the eye grew up and where you were born?
Well, I was born in Clarendon, and I was born in Racecourse, Clarendon. And then from there, in the same place in Clarendon, we moved to Water Lane. And then from Water Lane, I lived Clarendon when I was 1 year and 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
So most of my time grew up in Kingston, Funstown,
mm-hmm.
Welcome Park Road, Rima,
okay.
Tivoli. Anyway, I grew up a lot of places because I love music. So anyway,
uh-huh.
The music is, you know, always there, you know.
Most of my time
is in Kingston.
Mm-hmm. So for people who are not familiar with Jamaica, how far is where you grew up from Kingston?
Come again?
I was saying, for people who are not familiar with Jamaica, how far is where you were born and where you were raised from Kingston?
Oh, it was about, just depends on the traffic, but 45 minutes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and now they make the highway, they make the highways and byways, and it's more even quicker. You can reach
mm-hmm.
there in less than an hour. You can reach in Kingston.
Nice. That's awesome.
Never been to Jamaica?
So, I've actually never been to Jamaica. It's on my list.
Okay. Well, they have a lot of highways and byways. You can
mm-hmm.
drive from the one from point A to point B, and you don't have to take mm-hmm. the route where you usual took. You have to, you know, mm-hmm. it's more easier now.
Mm-hmm. Up. All righty. So now, when did the eye decide that you were going to deal with music on a serious level, and why?
Well, you know, I've been singing from 6 years of age, you know. You know?
Wow.
But, yeah, I've been singing from 6 years of age because my aunt and, you know, I have a lot of people in my family could sing. But
mm-hmm.
since late 91, 92, that's where I get my first song, that not really my first song, but the song that put me on the map. Late 91, 92, they call it Creator Sound. Enough people call it Winner Just A Come. You know?
Mm-hmm. Yes,
so that's when I first get my first started out. Not really voicing the first time, because I've been voicing song from 69 to 80, 80, 81,
mm-hmm.
somewhere there. Yeah, but
mm-hmm.
since I did the next recording in, they call it Baba Black Sheep, I recorded that song in 1985. But
yeah.
Since I get my first song that put me on the map, you know, put everything on the map, is late 91, 92.
Yes, sir. As I was doing my research about the eye, I read that your career has been 40 years plus, and I said, wow, like nowadays, you know, people say legend this, legend that. And really, to me, you know, a person that is legendary is someone who's put in the years and has the experience in the game. So I was really impressed to learn that about the eye.
Yeah.
How have the people in Jamaica and across the globe responded to the eye's message in the music?
Yeah, man, right. The people, them love music, you know, Jamaican people, them, they respect
mm-hmm.
my music, and, you know, globally, they respect my music, but you don't know,
yes,
some of the people, them love bling bling. They don't like the culture.
Mm-hmm.
When the song teaching them about their natural roots, they don't like it because sometimes some of them, it's not every one of them, but some of them is evil. So when they hear the good song, they don't want to hear the good song. Mm-hmm. So they rather the bling bling. So we rather do the heartbeat song, the beat of the heart. So if you are not clean, you can't listen to the heartbeat of the music, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
We chant Bingi Jum, Naya Bingi Jum, and the drum says, do good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So from the drum say, do good, we can't do wrong, so we have to do good. So most people can't do good. They always have to do wrong, you know?
And yes, sir, yes. One of the brethren on the radio show just now was asking a question about reggae music and Naya Bingi music. For the people who don't know the difference, could you just tell us what the difference is in the eyes perspective between what we consider reggae music and Naya Bingi music with the drums?
Well, Naya Bingi music is a different formation, you know, because
mm-hmm.
the Naya Bingi music is pure drum, heartbeat. And the drum is telling you, as I said before, do good. Do good.
Chant.
Do
mm-hmm.
good. Yeah, it's a chant. Well, you know, you don't know, the reggae music now is a song now, you know. Anybody can come in and really participate in the reggae music or in dancehall music. But when it comes to the Naya Bingi music now, you have to be clean. Because if you don't clean, you will, you know, we always have a big fire burning. And if you don't clean, you will show yourself in the fire. So you can't afford, you know, you can't afford to be around Naya Bingi with no negativity. You have
mm-hmm.
to make sure you're positive every time.
Yes, sir. Yes, that's a very important distinction, and I'm very glad that BI was able to share that with myself and the listeners as well, just so they know, because we've seen reggae music being. You know, it goes across the globe and around, and, you know, many, many people pick it up, and it's easy, you know, all races and everyone does it, but it seems like the Naya Bingi music is still very sacred, and it hasn't really been corrupted or tapped
no.
into much as reggae music, and I think that's beautiful, you know, it's that order is still there. Why is it important to keep positive messages in the music? Because these days we hear people say, oh, just, you know, put these lyrics down, you make a hit song, or have this rhythm and you can make a hit song. Why is it important to keep a positive message in the music?
Because, you see, it's not all about the money, you know. You know, if money come also, but we are not in the business in the music for money, to make money. When you're in the business to make money, you sing anything to get money. But we sing songs for what the people them need, not what the people them want. So you have to sing songs for what the people them need. You know, it makes sense to sing song what them want, and at the end of the day, them gone astray. So we sing song, because if you notice, most of the songs them like songs with songs with like Gregory Isaac, Dennis Brown, Alton Ellis, Ken Booth, John Wall. If you notice those long time songs, they are still fresh, still today, because they love music, and it wasn't about any money. It was all about the music. Back in the days, a man used to carry a like a chimney or a like a butter pan, and then just knock it in the studio, and it used to bring beautiful sounds out, you know. Yeah, so you have to just know that, you know, music is a thing where, trust me, it's a liberty, you know. Yeah.
Chant. Yeah. And I think that's important to note, too, that music is a liberty. And, you know, I think that the more access people have to it, I've seen how certain genres and even just the art form has been watered down. So it's very important, you know, to have conversations like this with elders and veterans and legends in the music business, so that, you know, they can impart their knowledge on the younger generation and let them know, like, hey, this is a liberty, not just a get money quickly kind of scheme. So give thanks for that insight. What do you think is the connection between music and social change, particularly in Jamaica?
Well, music is a thing where, trust me, it's just that, you know, people want to really carry the music, like, well, that's enough. They want to mix the music. They claim that it's international, where they want to bring it with, when they bring it with that, and they bring it with this, and they do a collab with that, and they do a collab with this. You know, but at the end of the day, it's just the positive note, you know, we have to deal with, because I have a song, most people don't hear it yet, but like, it released, the album released about 3 years ago, but trust me, my album, then it come like, nobody not really hear it at the time when it's up, them supposed to hear it, because you have to pay money to get your song played and all these things. But I have a song, let's say, I've seen you lost your roots. Now tell me, where is your culture? You're portraying such bad behavior. I've seen you lost your roots. Now tell me, where is your culture? You're portraying such bad behavior. Ooh. The leaf and the stem is a part of the root. Be patient and you'll. I see you're not rounding, straying from your surroundings. Take what you want and you still want more. You know, so it's all about craving. It's all about craving. And, you know, they're not dealing with the food. They're not sharing the food on a positive vibes. You know, them tell us, who no vino no van and who no beg no one. Because who don't want anything. They must tell us, who beg no get and who no beg no one. And them always come with them little easy man schism. You know, but... Mm-hmm. Trust me, music is a thing where, you know, we have to just keep it our way and keep it on the positive way. You know, say if a man wants change it and bring in this and bring in that. Not Everton Blender. And you have some, you have more singers out there, you know, they are not changing neither. You know?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. And give thanks for that as well. And if we could see that good music makes people feel good and do good and just be in a positive state of mind, we can also see that negative music and what we would call bad music, for lack of better words, makes people be like in a negative state of mind. Do you see that the music with the negative messages is influencing crime and not necessarily the conversations around dance hall, but do you see a correlation between music with negative messages and, like, the rise of crime?
But children live what they learn, you know. And if a man hear a song, say, well, I'm hungry, you know, I'm going to pick up my gun, you know. The youth, them, I'm going to pick up them gun because they're hungry.
Yes,
you see what I mean? So you have to be careful what you're saying to the youths them out here, because, trust me, I'm here in Florida, and sometimes I hear some song. I'm not going to tell you that I hate the song, but it's not my caliber of song. And by hearing it every day, sometimes it plays 17 times for the day, that's the ending up start singing. So it's promotion. It's promotion, and from you promoting certain gun thing, and you them are years and them head all the while. They're going to switch, and worse again, them hungry. Because sometimes a man will kill all them brethren. He never get $20,000 from the day in barn. He not even get 10. So I'm going to give him 10 grand to go take him brother life, and he must take the money and go take him brother life, because from him barn, he never get 10 grand yet. So you have to know what you're doing and what you're saying, because no man can give me, there's not a amount of money out there right now where value a man lies. No one. Mm-hmm. No one lies. Don't have the valuation of money. A man's life is more important than money. You know? So you have to be careful what you're singing. Because the youth them will pick it up and go and take it the wrong way. Even if you're not really singing it or DJing it for them to follow you and do it, but it's words, and words is power. You know? Mm-hmm. So when a man says, boy, I'm hungry, I'm going to pick up my gun, you know. Yeah, man, hungry, but pick up them guns. So sometimes it influences people out there to do bad, you know?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's very true. What would the eyes say to, people who say, well, it's just music, you know, it doesn't do anything. You know, I'm not looking to be a role model. It's just music. Everybody do what they want to do. You know, there are people who undermine the power of music and say that, you know, it's up to the people to make these choices, that their music is not influencing, you know, kids to pick up guns or, you know, people to do bad things. What would you say to people who think like that?
I'm telling you, you know, right now, music is a thing that people don't really know how influential music is. Remember me tell you, because sometimes a man will sing a song and him say he's not no road model for no one. But I am road model for the children. You know?
Chance.
I know that I am a road model for the children. I am a road model for the rich and for the poor, because sometimes them don't know the score. So you have to make them know the score, because sometimes you have people rich and them don't know the score. You have people poor and them don't know the score. So people say anything when them don't know the score. It just come like when you're going out in the morning, you're supposed to read the Psalms before you go out in the morning. They give thanks. Where you want to call him Jesus, or where you want to call him. But we say, Jah. He said, give thanks and praise, oh Jah. We're going out this morning. God and protect us in our going out and our coming in from this time forth and forevermore. Bless you, oh Father. Guide and protect me on the way. So these are the things where, you know, people have to say like a prayer before they go out on the road. Enough people don't really do that, because them just think they are the ones that control life or have the breath of life. But it's not you who control the breath of life. Because you have people out there say that, they are professors. And they are professors and scientists and all these kind of people. And they are not using them brain in full. They're using one-third of them heavens. One-third of them heavens. So I couldn't leave the man who is using his brain in full for people that using one-third of them brain. Yeah, you know, you have good people out there and them know things. Them can say, bring that and bring this and combine together and get that and what have you. But you can't go on like you run the place or you control the place, because you're just using one-third of your brain. You know, yeah. And don't if you're using one-third of your brain, don't if you're using so much. But the Almighty is using his brain in full. So I couldn't leave the Almighty who is using his brain in full to flex amongst a man who just using one-third of his brain. So music is a thing where we have to know what you're doing with music. Music is a thing where, trust me, man, it's an influence if you do bad things and influence if you do good things. Depends on what, how you take it or what the song is saying or what the music is saying. But enough people, you know, them say they are no road models for nobody. So if them want to take it up, them take up that themselves. And sometimes, because I get lots of interview with people and them say, the mother and the father are supposed to teach the youth. The mother and the father are supposed to teach the youth them wrong from right. So they don't have to make them go to a road by your song and then, you know, started to do what the song says. So you see what I mean? So sometimes these people singing stuff are talking stuff and they don't care what they are talking. Them just talk. Because you talk fake and know say the same mouth will carry it down. You know, so you have to be careful.
Yes, sir. Brethren, we give thanks for just your contribution in the music space. You've definitely been a great role model in just putting out these positive sounds, because nowadays it's like we have the rhyme, but we don't have the reason. Like all the music is rhyming, but there's no reasoning behind it. There's no hype. There's no. So, you know, you can't. Good music always comes with the rhyme and the reason. So we give thanks for the Eye's contribution. And, you know, as the Eye mentioned, being a role model, with everything that's happening in countries like Jamaica and different countries in the Caribbean and stuff, what do you think that the authorities can do to better address crime against women and children?
It's just love, you know, that four-letter word they call love, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we need more love, more caring for people. That's all we need, love. Because you have people out there where so many cases of mistaken identity, false information perpetrated by society. Why all the youth coming from out of the ghetto try to make a living, you put them on go slow. Now them issuing guns to the big heavy man seeking for protection. So if they just give a little justice to the poor, the rich man did need no weapon. So I just think anything, just a little more love and tender care. And instead like issuing guns for a man and say, boy, a man go and broke my house tonight, or a man will come to my house and I'm going to shoot him, or see one thief, and I'm going to shot him, which way, just give some justice to the poor, and the rich man wouldn't need no weapons. So it's just a little justice, you know, love, you know. So that's how I see it.
Right, yes, right. And love is important, and I think not just in a romantic sense, because I think the world has come to know reggae as this one love, and, you know, everyone's together and everything's going to be all right. But love in your actions, love includes compassion, kindness, even justice is part of love. And I love is a holistic, not just, as I said, romantic. So I really appreciate Love the Eye mentioning that. I'm moving on to a lighter things. Is there any work the Eye is doing right now? Anything the Eye is a part of that you want to talk to the people about?
Yes, because I feel so great with myself, because the other day we do a little online thing for some youths in Africa. You know, we never really made no portion of money, but what I have or what I made, I send it to them. And the other day, the brethren from Africa, they send me a little clippings with the school children singing, thank you, Everton Blender. Thank you. Yeah, I feel good, man, you know. So hopefully further in this year, I want to make some more stuff, you know. We can donate, and we send some things for them, show them love, you know. Because that's all it do, show them love. So, you know, I feel good to know that Everton Blender is a part of, you know, naturally vibes and love here for the children, you know. So when Mama Nature is pushing out her revenge, she don't revenge me, because I love Mama Nature. And I am with Mama Nature, and I will never do anything to corrupt Mama Nature. Because if you try to corrupt Mama Nature, Mama Nature will hurt you. If you love Mama Nature, Mama Nature will love you back. You know?
Yes, sir. So. Yes, sir. It's interesting, because a lot of people who have reached some sort of success, especially in the music business, what they tend to do with that success is go on to make other businesses and become even richer. And it seems like the Eye is focused on giving back through your time and focusing on, you know, helping the youth. Why that and not do other things? Is there a particular reason?
Well, you see, it's good over evil, you know. Right is mightier than wrong, you know. So these are the things that I put together. Good over evil, right is mightier than wrong. So it's best to do the right and not the wrong. And when you look and see people around you, you know that they need help. And if you can help them, you help them, because the more you give, the more you get. As I can prove that, you know, you give away one tenth of the spoil, and just make you earn back. But you can't live for yourself alone. You know, you're alone eating the whole of the food, because sometimes when you eat a lot, you know, your organs work, you know, and at the end of the day, when you reach all 56, you can't drink a cup of tea because your organs work out. You name seven times a day, and your organs work, till it work out. So sometimes you feel a little hungry, too. Sometimes you feel a little hungry. You know, you feel hungry and say, you know, say, I have some little things to do. I'm going to do them things, you know. I have seven things to do this morning. I'm going to do them seven things before. I eat. Because sometimes you're hungry, you eat. And as you're hungry again, you eat. So you eat all seven times before 12 o'clock. Because, you know, so 12 o'clock, always Babylon time, you have lunch anytime. But they mother to say 12 o'clock, you eat lunch. Breakfast, you eat breakfast in the morning, lunch, and then you eat dinner in the evening. You know, so some people know, they don't do it like that. They eat all four or five times before lunch times, and lunch time come, them eat again. And by the time before dinner time come, them eat again. So them organs wear out.
True.
You have to be careful, you know. You have to be careful. You can't eat so much, you know.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. I give thanks for all this wisdom and knowledge and insight, brethren. We thank you for your time, and I definitely look forward to having more reasoning with the Eye regarding these topics. Is there anything you want to leave the people with before we sign off?
Well, right, I know I'm not telling you. I'm sorry, so you never have more time. I just choose them for move and one. You stop a few people. You know time and you respect time, and I love that. But the only thing I have to say amongst my sisters and brothers, more love and, you know, love one another. Love your sister and brother. And when you see your brother going through life, don't envy him because your time soon comes. Behind that dark road, there's a silver lining. And, you know, John will run the wire fence. Same thing Jah do for you, and you do it for me. But I just, you know, for just make sure say, you clean up your heart, do the right thing, and move forward, you know?
I just rest the fuck. I give thanks for that message, Bridget. Peace and love every time.
Yeah, man. And before you leave, I'm going to give the people this one. Don't you ever speak without a knowledge. I know every education come out of college. Words that you say might have caused a damage. If we spoil the children, how you are going to manage? Don't you ever speak without a knowledge. I know every education come out of college. Words that you say might have caused a damage. If we spoil the children, how you are going to manage? You are a fool to what you don't know. Think you know everything, but nothing will go so. Give I the facts, no need, no waste that. Show I the evidence, don't tell I no crap. Misleading the people at times, see you stop. Gonna cause a revolution. Sorry about the liquor knife, blessed love, man, give thanks and nice for having me and things. But next time, you know, it's going to be a little longer, all right?
Yeah, we're going to make sure of that. Fire, this is Chris Isaac, I'm the host of the Listening Room DC, so we just wanted to get down there and get some of that music in there and refresh the people's memory of the act so we can get that positive sound out all over the airwaves. So that's why I had the sister reason with the act, because the sisters, they so idle for, and they know exactly what to say and how to keep the time frame of the show nice so we can get the message out to the people. So any music that they have in the future that they want to get out, please hit out, you know what I'm saying, and we can do a thing. That I want to promote the art music, just let us know, and I get all the exclusive rights to the thing, because they earn the rights, so you might well have it tight.
Thanks, man. Thank you.
That's right.
You can send an email up for you.
All right, that's what we're going to do. The sister going to hit the air as soon as we come out there. See?
Yes, sir.
Okay,
What is the name of the album that Di mentioned earlier that came a few years ago for the people to know?
Where is the Love? Where is the Love?
Give thanks. Yes. I'll be tuning in. Guidance, blessings, and love every day.
Rastafari, I think.
Yes, Ken. I said. Give thanks, brother.
Kings and queen. All right. Man of
all the
striving for better, and we're not gonna stop till the battle is won and we get justice. Cause if you lose your time, anyone will try to push you over, over and over. Lift up your
go bow cause the color of my skin. Nah go cheat because me want to win. Nah see the crown and see no northern king. Nah see blessing and no no blessing. Cause if you lose your thing, there comes someone to push you over.
Yeah, we're here in the listening room, D.C. I'm your host, Priest Alica. We're having an interview with the living legend, Everton Blender. So we're going to get back with Sister K and I and get to these phone lines and see what we got going on.
How is this?
Hi, I had a minute.
All right. Not just.
Yes, sir. Bless up. How's your eye?
You giving tongue tie, huh?
Bless you.
Yeah, man, take time. You know, it's one voice, so everyone can read now. We got the brother Everton Blender on the line, so, you know, we got the sister there on the line. Everyone can just free up and take your time. We got 11 minutes to do the thing, so let's go ahead and work it out right quick, you know?
Can the elder do a concert online a cappella? Can we get an online acapella concert, Elder?
Is your brother there?
Yes, sir.
Mr. Blender.
I think he has to step. But
oh
yes,
no,
I'm
not listening to the program. Not listening to the program.
Oh, all right. Yeah, the brother was asking today I do an online acapella concert. I don't know how this gonna work out because I don't have that technology, but we got the youth on.
You don't need me, Ben. You don't need any background. You can just do the whole thing by yourself.
Rastafari,
freestyle
the car. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You guys. Rastafari.
Yeah.
Yes, bless. Yep. Yeah, thanks, brother. I was with this man, and it was up for brother.
Yeah, because we want to make sure that we connect the people with the living artists and get them what they need to have while we're online and whatnot. Because we got to be able to promote one another in this hour after the COVID and push the right music out to the people. Let the people talk to the living people while we live in, and maybe we could just do some online things and do some other things to make a raise, you know what I'm saying, which has always been our goal. So I got the phone lines blowing up trying to hit at the brother, Mr. Blender. So let me see if I can answer this telephone and see what we got here. I had a blast. Yes, sir. 202.
Come on.
Yes, King. Yeah,
okay.
All right. Yeah, that pressed one, so Mr. Blender was on the line, so that one reads it right quick. We got about 9 minutes or less, see?
Okay. So that's the next artist you're interviewing there?
Can I turn that music down in the background or something so we get the eye?
Okay.
Yes, sir.
All right, so let's take care of yourself, all right?
I had a blood.
Okay, bless.
All right. Yes, sir, we won't be able to hear the eye question good, you know? Feel like the brethren dropped the call, but we're still here. Yes, King.
I did.
Yes. Hi. Yeah, it sounds like we have a few technical things here. Yes, please.
Nah, well, I was, you know, giving the bridging a chance because I hear the music coming. You don't know, yeah, you came by on the line here, you know, giving thanks, Bridget, taking in the show. Give thanks for playing I'm a new as well, brother, you know, so give thanks for the strength, yo. This is, you know, this is all apartheid right here. So, it was, yeah, the Bridget reasoning, I mean, I just want to say give thanks because as I, you know, I was listening and somebody were, you know, familiar with his music and to hear him have that stance on what kind of music ones, you know, and it just give I an confidence, you know. It give I a confidence,
yes,
man. So it was, again, you know, I give thanks for the eye having him on because, you know, as a man with the music, you know, this time, you know, it's so easy. You could easily get sucked up into what is the popular belief. But, you know, when we look at the thing, really, yeah, the longevity come with good music. Yeah, the longevity
what
come with the good music, man.
Exactly.
Yeah, so we again we thankful, Brett, to be able to, you know, hear the living legend and, you know, give thanks for giving us access because a lot of time we don't have access to these legends, you know, so we can
get
some sound and some inspiration from them. So, you know, you're doing a lovely work, brother, and I just want to say give thanks
kid.
And keep doing the work, you know?
Well, we've been doing the dirty work for such hours, so we're just going to keep the work from moving forward. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, because that's what time it is. So I might give thanks to everyone participating this evening. You know what I'm saying? And wanted to let everyone know that I think it's tomorrow night. We have the original Dirty Basement on the air from 5 to 7 with DJ Sincere. I think we got him on the line. Peace.
Yes, sir. Peace. How are you?
Yeah, man, I think we were doing all right tonight. We had a living legend on the line and whatnot, so we just was bringing it
and
let people know what we...
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I think you were doing I think you were doing better than all right. It was a fantastic show tonight. I want to thank everybody. Big shout-out to JP. Big shout-out to the sister. Fantastic interview. I love the way you talk. We definitely have to have you back on Dirty Basement on a... Preach, you might want to bring her back a little more often.
Yeah, man, that sister right there, she's like a jewel. So, you know, I called the same time out there. I got the call from the brethren. So I'm like, well, if the brethren call then I have to put some professional on it that can deal with the case. So sister came well recommended. So we're going to do the work, you know.
Well, thank you very much for, you know, bringing your skills and your talents to Dirty Basement Radio. We definitely appreciate you. Definitely want to give a big salute to your guest tonight, Priest, Mr. Everton Blender. Fantastic interview. He definitely imparted a lot of wisdom on the listeners. So, you know, that's definitely going to be a show you're going to have to go back and rewind. So make sure you hit the archives and y'all check out anything that y'all might have missed. And I'm quite sure, you know, I didn't catch everything, you know, that he had to offer. And I'm quite sure I'm not the only one. So definitely that show definitely has a lot of replay value. So, you know, salute to everybody.
Yes,
That's why I was saying to the brethren and to Warren that I man listened to the brethren for over 30 years, so I man just picked out certain tunes that I man liked. So I just put that in the board until I got comfortable with the brethren and knowing that the brethren want to get on the show again, we'll do an hour long plus with the brethren and the man got some nice music. So then we'll get someone to tune in and support one another the old-fashioned way. But we got to do it the old-fashioned way. I don't see no other way to do the thing. I think we got the Virgin back online again. Let's see what we got. I had a blessing.
Greetings, family. It's Brother Kwame still,
yes.
You know? Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Bless up, King.
I was tuning
all
in
right,
to the reason earlier. Yes, sir. Yeah. The family man, the original family man on today.
Yes,
yeah, man.
Yeah,
man,
I enjoy
Yes, I bless you, brother.
Blessed everyone, you know. Love and light goes out to all, you know. That's the fire.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
So,
I enjoy everything, man.
So yeah.
Yeah, them keep up the works, you know. Keep playing the music that
yes,
man. More of the family man music, you know. We need him in this time, the original family man, you know. Yeah, man, we need a valley that's up in our nation right now. We need more family, man, in our nation, you know? Just bless and love,
yes,
family.
Sir.
Love you all. And to keep up the good work.
Yes.
Rastafari strength. Impress men in
Rastafari.
Message.
Positive. Yes, I am.
Well, look what happened. We're in the last few minutes of this music and this time right now. So what we're going to do is tune out. Thank everyone for tuning in tonight and all this type of stuff. And please tune in to us again each and every time here on Dirty Basement Radio. You can always push the iCards and get a replay of the show, things you might have missed and whatnot like that. And always check out the Cash App and support, just listen to supported radio. And this is 400 years from the now being yelled. Have a good evening, family.
In the whirlwind.
Black world, do we?